inquire what it costs, and they tell you it's $200,000. And you have the money to pay. Let's say that you have $220,000 in your bank account right now, so you can afford it. So you buy it. What's the feeling from where you currently stand about that? Do you feel like nobody should spend that much money on something like that? It feels wasteful. So now you're receiving that trinket and you are giving someone some money, and that person is receiving that money and paying someone who moved it from one place to another, so they're receiving a little bit of benefit from it. And the person who created it is receiving some money from it. And the materials that went into it, those people are receiving some money from it. So let's say that there are 20 people that, or more, but let's say there are 20 people who will financially benefit from your purchase. Is it wasteful for you to add to the financial well-being of others?
No.
Some of them will send their children to school with the money that you have paid for that. Some of them will buy food with the money that you've paid for that. Some of them will donate it to orphanages. Some of them will pay taxes. Most of them will pay taxes. Except for that one guy that lives in that cardboard box over there to try to stay out of the system. So what has really happened here? Have you added to the economy? Have you added to lifestyle? Has there really been any wastefulness? In other words, you could say, I didn't really need this, but when you think about it in terms of the economy and the people that benefited from the spending of the money, in other words, when you spend this money for this cruise, there are plenty of people that could say, you don't need to be here, but look at the people who work on board this ship that are benefiting from your having the willingness to spend the money in order to be here, to have the experience, in order to give them the money that they will send home to do the things that they are doing. In other words, where do you get the idea that you're participating in the economic system is somehow doing something that is wrong? How did this shortage consciousness occur when you are all exchanging your gifts and services in this economic world that you have going on? We want to submit to you that the more money that you allow to flow through you and the more places that you funnel the money that flows through you, the more you uplift. Have you taken a look at your economy? Do you know that your economy is at an all-time high? And do you understand that it was not that long ago that you were trading beads and fur and things? In other words, your economy isn't bigger because you have connected to some spaceship that has been piping in resources from other galaxies. Your economy is only improving because you have found different ways of exchanging your human vitality with one another. And the more you exchange that, the more vital you are and the more vital your economy is. Everyone wins when you find ways to attract and release, to breathe. Now, if you were sucking it in and holding it and not letting it out, we can understand how there could be some imbalance, just like if you were to try to breathe air in. Oh, there is some of that going on, isn't there? As you breathe air in and you don't allow it to flow out, in other words, there is a little hang up even about breathing that is going on. In other words, we like to use the analogy, breathing in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. It's effortless. When you run, you want more. When you sleep, you want less. In and out, in and out. You never suck it in and hold it for fear there won't be more later. You never stand out on your porch for fear that there won't be enough left in the afternoon. I need to get it all while I can. In other words, you expect the air to be there when you want it. And we want you to understand that the vitality and the clarity and the money is there. It's always there for you. Breathe it in and breathe it out and breathe it in and breathe it out. And that's the point of that game. That's what that game is designed to help you to do, is to think of things that you would like to use as your excuse to allow the money to flow in. But if you feel guilty about spending money, then the more you play the game, the worse it will feel. That's why the first thing we ask you is, how does the game feel? Okay. And so if we were standing in your physical shoes, now you're spending that money, think about what those will do who will receive the money. In other words, think about that. Think of yourself as a philanthropist who fills your life with things you like in the uplifting of others from whom you buy.